From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The World Health Organization has raised its pandemic alert level to 4 because of the outbreak of the new swine flu virus, which has been confirmed in Mexico, the U.S., Canada, Spain, and Scotland. Keiji Fukuda is WHO's Assistant Director General.
The Emergency Committee unanimously felt that this was consistent with human-to-human transmission of the swine influenza virus.
The Phase 4 alert means health workers should elevate preparations and countries should heighten preparations for more outbreaks. A total of 40 cases of the new virus have been detected in the U.S. 28 are in New York City. One person is hospitalized in the U.S. In Mexico, the epicenter of the outbreak, the Minister of Health has ordered that all schools nationwide close as the swine flu outbreak develops. James Bleers is in Mexico City.
Health Secretary Jose Angel Cordova says that all school is out throughout Mexico until May the 6th. Up to now, this has been confined to Mexico City, the state of Mexico, the federal district, and the central state of San Luis Potosí. Cases of suspected swine flu have been reported in 14 of Mexico's 32 states. Cordova also explains that of the almost 2,000 people who've been hospitalized with symptoms of serious pneumonia, more than half have been successfully treated and allowed home. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
General Motors CEO Fritz Henderson says it's increasingly probable the automaker will have to restructure in bankruptcy court. From member station WDET, Sarah Swick has details.
Henderson made that comment as he discussed GM's aggressive new restructuring plan. A central component of that plan is getting the company's bondholders to give up at least $24 billion in debt for equity. Henderson says the company's ability to restructure hinges on the bondholders' actions.
It's a question of whether we're successful in the bond exchange. And I think that's the key. The bond exchange needs to be successful in order for us to avert bankruptcy.
Henderson acknowledges it will be very difficult to convince bondholders to take major losses. The new restructuring plan also increases and accelerates the number of hourly job cuts, plant idlings, dealership closings, and brand reductions GM is seeking. The automaker has until June 1st to convince the government it's viable and deserves further support or file for bankruptcy. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.
Daimler AG has reached an agreement to let go of nearly 20% stake in Chrysler. Under the deal, Daimler will forgive loans and pay $200 million into Chrysler's pension plan for 2 years once the deal takes effect. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 51 points to close at 8,025. The Nasdaq lost 14 points, closing at 1,679. The S&P fell 8 points at 857. This is NPR News. South Central Mexico was rocked by an earthquake today, measuring a magnitude of 5.6. The tremor was felt 130 miles away in Mexico City. There have been no reports of significant injuries or damage. U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald, a federal prosecutor known for fighting terrorists, mob bosses, and ferreting out public corruption, will continue to serve as the top federal prosecutor in the Chicago area. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
When President Obama took office, he asked all federal prosecutors to stay on the job temporarily. Now a more official process begins. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says he's recommending, and Patrick Fitzgerald has agreed to continue to serve as U.S. District Attorney for Northern Illinois. Before coming to Chicago, Fitzgerald, as an assistant prosecutor in New York, helped build cases against Osama bin Laden and the Gambino crime family. Since then, some of his higher-profile cases include the successful prosecution of former Illinois Governor George Ryan and the ongoing investigation and subsequent indictment of now former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Fitzgerald was the special counsel in the prosecution of former White House aide Louis Scooter Libby, whose prison term was commuted by former President George Bush. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Children who take medication to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder do better in academic tests than kids not on medication. The study, published in the journal Pediatrics, compared two groups of children diagnosed with ADHD from kindergarten through fifth grade. The group that took medication to help them focus did better than their non-medicated peers. Researchers caution the findings don't indicate all children with ADHD should take medication. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.